It's one of the most common surgical operations in the United States, and many say it's performed far too often. The cesarean section. Almost one-third of American babies are now delivered surgically, and the trend is not limited to the United States. C-section rates are skyrocketing in some of the world's poorest countries for reasons that may have little to do with the health of the mother or the child. Reporter Chantal Anderson has the story from one such country, Bangladesh.
Rahela Tasneem is about to give birth. She focuses on her breathing. She's lying on a bed in an upscale hospital in Dhaka. Her husband Jahid stands by. He's excited.
This is first baby in my family, so I'm quite happy.
Rahela's excited too, but she's nervous. She's going to be having her baby delivered surgically. She says the doctor told her she could deliver her baby vaginally, but she decided to have a C-section instead. She's a professional woman and wanted control over the timing of her child's birth. That way, she could plan her maternity leave and her return to work. A large number of women throughout Asia are making the same choice, both for convenience and to avoid the pain of childbirth. The C-section rate in Thailand is now 34%, in Vietnam, 36%, and in China, nearly half of all births are by C-section. In Bangladesh, it's primarily the middle and upper classes who opt for C-sections, but the rate is also rising among the poor.
And that is the complete change. That's very new. It is a complete turnover.
Sister Gillian Rose runs Balapur Hospital in West Bangladesh. She sees the growing rate of C-sections as a troubling trend. She says one of the reasons more women are having C-sections is private doctors at private clinics are telling women they need C-sections when really they don't.
Private clinics which are springing up like the plague with no government regulation. And the doctors basically are getting rich quick.
And while doctors may be profiting, women may be suffering. Jean Paulo Souza is an obstetrician for the World Health Organization. He studied the ballooning number of C-sections in developing countries.
In settings where the surgery is not safe, what we have been seeing is an increased risk of hysterectomy and other severe complications.
Those complications include infections and chronic pain. And there's another downside to the booming rate of C-sections, says Dr. Shams Elafreen. He's a senior health researcher in Dhaka. He says elective C-sections place a heavy burden on a health system that has a limited capacity to provide safe surgical births.
If a large chunk of that capacity is being used for unnecessary C-sections, those who actually need it, are they being kind of pushed out of that system because those who don't need it but can pay for it are getting it?
He says in Bangladesh, the problem isn't the overall rate of C-sections. That stands at 12% and falls within WHO recommendations. The problem, he says, is that many women who have C-sections don't need them, and many who do go without. For The World, I'm Chantal Anderson, Dhaka.